This week, Governor Mark Gordon unveiled some final CARES Act aid. The money will be split between Wyoming businesses and the agriculture community. The Wyoming Business Council will oversee the distribution, and Wyoming Business Council CEO Josh Durrell joins me to explain the funding, starting with the agriculture support.
So this latest round of CARES Act funding will be focused primarily on those agriculture producers who are, you know, protein crops or fiber that have incurred losses due to COVID. About $90 million have been allotted, which is it's a fantastic amount. I think it's going to make a big difference for our agricultural producers across the state. So we're really excited about helping them out.
That one, I mean, what's your expectation? What's out there? What kinds of things have people been struggling with?
Yeah, you know, the prices in the markets have been challenging. Those folks that, maybe at one point they would have normally had really good prices, or their business operation was running in a certain way and everything was fine. And then just with the disruptions in the supply chain, that has changed pretty dramatically and really quickly for those producers out there. And so that's really what we're trying to step in and help, is just to cover those losses that supply chains and processing and a lot of challenges throughout the agricultural industry this year.
Now, one of the things I know was talked quite a bit about at the start of the pandemic was getting some CARES Act money not only to businesses, but nonprofits as well. This next round, I understand this is what people can do with this.
Yeah, absolutely. So the agricultural fund with that $90 million is one thing that's opening up on November 2nd. But another one is a business relief program, the fourth of which will take the remainder of the money that we had from the other programs. Right now, it's about $23 million. And it will make that available on the 2nd as well. And you're right, it's not only businesses, but it's nonprofits as well. So C3s, C6s, C12s, and C19s will all be able to take advantage of this. There are no restrictions on the number of employees. The only restriction for nonprofits is that they must do less than 50% of their operation needs to go toward lobbying. So any lobbying groups that are primarily focused on that are not eligible.
Now, so if I'm a business, what do I need to prove to you to get some of this money?
Yeah, so you'll need to prove that you've had the latest program, you'll need to show that you've had revenue loss and impact due to COVID. And so what we're doing is we're comparing last year's revenue to this year's revenue through this period of time and show that you've had a loss and be able to really direct that toward COVID. Which many businesses don't have a problem doing that at all, right? Everything has been impacted dramatically due to COVID this year. Being able to prove that loss and show your numbers from last year and this year is the key. You'll also need to show any other funding that you've received, either from the CARES Act funding that we've been a part of or any PPP and other programs that the federal government has brought out due to COVID, and so that you can subtract that off.
Talking just a little bit about what you'd hope some of these people would do. Obviously, there's some that just need to probably survive and kind of move. But do you also want them to maybe look at how they can move forward using some of this money?
Absolutely, Bob. And that's a key component that we're starting to see. And not just starting, but businesses across the state have done a really good job of not just surviving, but figuring out new ways to serve customers. You know, whether that's the restaurant that really amped up their curbside, or maybe it's the shop that didn't do much sales online and then found a way to put their product line out online and be able to take internet orders. You know, we've been seeing a lot of examples of businesses really just finding new ways to serve their customers. And what we're hoping and what we're really excited about is that in the future, they'll be able to have things come back to normal, but now have a new portion of their business that'll make them even more successful.
Josh Durrell, director of the Wyoming Business Council, visiting with us. So I think that something very important that people need to hear right now is there is a tight time frame for applying for these things.
That's absolutely true. This fund, because both of these funds, the agriculture and what we're calling the endurance fund focused on businesses, both of these funds have a pretty short window, and that's from November 2nd at 10 a.m. until November 18th at 8 p.m., Those times, again, are November 2nd through November 18th. And the challenge is that we have to have all of this wrapped up by December 30th. And so that means taking these applications in, going through and vetting them and working through the application process, then pushing them on to the Secretary of State's office as well as the state auditor's office for payment. All of that does take time, and we have the federal government has given us a hard deadline right now of December 30th to get these funds out the door.
People can learn more about this and how to apply through some informational webinars you've got going on. Where can people find out about those?
Yeah, so the website that you should all go to is yobizrelief.org. That's yobizrelief.org. There's a frequently asked questions as well as a worksheet to figure out your grant amount. All of that is available on that yobizrelief.org website.
Again, if people are interested in these CARES Act dollars that are available and just through a very short time up until November 18th, you can go to the website yobizrelief.org for more information. Josh, thank you so much. Josh Durrell, he's the director of the Wyoming Business Council.
My pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me.